today with a thanks or a thank you. It is
thank
Tuesday,
you.
November the 6th. Tomorrow at this time, some people will be saying thank you, and others will be saying see you next time or see you later. We're
like
all
teacher.
Done. It's over. It's finished. Goodbye. So, as difficult as it is for me, I'm going to choke on this, actually, to spend a good deal of our hour together, because it is Election Day, because it is important to get people enthused about what's going on. I'm not going to make the whole thing about politics, but...
Don't you get energized on Election
Day?
I mean, really, no matter,
right.
no matter what happens, this is one of the coolest days of the year. You get to do your thing.
Well, we look at the reality of the problems in Florida with voting, the voter laws, the reality of all the problems in the system with the Electoral College. Dixville Notch voted...
I beg
and
your
it was
pardon?
A tie. It was a tie. And so that's up in New Hampshire, first place to vote in the country. And they usually are the arbiter, or they are almost always. They are. I think, Michael, you can look this up, but you're a New Englander. In my memory, Dixville Notch always kind of.
Yeah, they usually got right on.
They usually right on. So
and
Obama.
Everybody's saying it could be a tie this year,
yeah.
So hey.
Well, I'm so damn sick of the pollsters. And all of that crud that goes with it. And really annoyed. Maybe I'm going to get this out of my system because I really want you to call and tell us for whom you're voting and why in the thumbs up way rather than thumbs down. I'm voting
right.
for somebody because I'm voting against somebody else. I don't want to hear that. I want to know why it is. And it doesn't have to be just for the presidential race. It could be for the Senate or Congress, governor. It could be a referendum question. Yesterday, Thursday and Friday, we talked a lot about Prop 37 in California.
Sure.
The GMO thing that hopefully everybody's going to vote yes on.
Man, they pay so much advertising in that.
Well,
that's the only commercial I saw yesterday was about Prop 37.
Right. So that tells you how much is at stake for Monsanto and the others. One of the realities that's very difficult, Jennifer, to also swallow is what's happened in our country, the corruption of political influence. This guy, Adelson, that is his name, from Las Vegas, Adelson, A-D-E-L-S-O-N, he and his family contributed $54 million to a super PAC to get people elected. Now, that's just more than wrong. It is corruption to the nth degree.
Are you like, Dad, that was my inheritance?
Well,
I mean, that's a lot of cash.
The guy,
it's crazy.
He runs the Sands in Las Vegas, and
right.
there's lots of investments in other gambling casinos, and has nothing but money. So he spent $54 million to influence the outcome of the election.
In which way, just out of curiosity?
For Republicans.
For Republicans.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's
just wrong.
They're kinder to casinos then.
Well, who knows? They want them to be. One way or another, Obama's had plenty of dough thrown in. They both, at the end of the day, raised about $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
$1 billion.
Think about that.
Dollars.
$2 billion. Could we use that right now? Yes.
What could we be doing good with that? And the same is true for, by the way, the Senate and congressional seats. If you have a contested, the day after election, every week, a congressional or a senatorial candidate has to raise $20,000 in order to be considered serious as a contender the next time around.
That's sad.
$20,000 a week.
I mean,
that's the kind of stuff we should be talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reality of how corrupt and these idiots. Michael, you got that call?
Yep.
Where's that call from the last hour? Here's a guy. I felt sorry for this guy, but I was so infuriated by listening to this guy. I'm going to have Michael play a conversation I had with a caller. I'm not going to give you any introduction, nothing. Just listen to this guy. Daniel in Fort Smith, Arkansas, you have never voted in your life?
That's correct. Thank you for bringing me on.
How old are you?
Me and my wife are 58.
58. And why have you never voted?
Well, around Arkansas, it's local politics, and I didn't know anybody here.
So you didn't think the national election was important?
Well, this is certainly a different situation.
Well, it's too late for you to do anything about it now, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I mentioned that when you get your driver's license, periodically here, they ask you if you want to register or not, and I hadn't all my life, and nobody in my family had ever voted.
Good God.
I'm number 11 out of 12.
Jeepers, creepers.
Yeah, well.
Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
Well, a lot of my family don't even read, you know. I'm one of three people out of 12 who went past eighth grade.
My God, what an indictment of the system, of the educational system. It's really, I'm amazed. I'm shocked. I know there are a lot of people who unfortunately have the same experience as you do and decide, as you have done, not to vote at all.
Well spoken.
I'm frustrated because you get the benefit of what everybody else does. You're cheating by not voting. You're getting the benefits in this country of all the work that people...
Shame on me. I think I'll move to Israel.
Well, I'm telling you that, in my opinion, you're not a particularly good American, sir. So.
Wow.
Can you believe? I think he is a good American. Why is it that you can't find out what's going on in the system? He's benefiting from the system. You can be darn sure of that.
Sure.
Everybody does one
way
or the other. Sooner or later, the older you get, the more you're likely to take advantage of the situation.
Sorry, it's just a right to live in this country. So even if you don't take part in any programs, the fact that we get to live here and not in the middle of Beirut is it's pretty good by me. That's enough to bring me to the polls. Wow.
That's just
wow.
Overwhelming.
It's an education issue, it sounds like, for him.
Among other things. So is there any grace in all of this? 800-510-8255. The voting, the other thing that is really a problem for me, 30% of those who are eligible to vote have voted, and we already are hearing what the results of their vote is. How the hell is that right? You can hear it me in my voice. I'm really cranked up. You said it's an exciting day, but there are so many problems. There are so many things that are so wrong with this system. You can say, well, it's the best place on earth in some simplistic foolishness like that. Why do we accept it?
That's
especially
not simplistic.
With what we're
it is the best place to live on earth.
It's simplistic,
it really is.
In that we say that, oh well, the system is broken and and nothing's perfect and all of that other stuff.
But we need to fix things.
This is a very dangerous position that we're in. If in fact Mitt Romney, and it looks like he will get the popular vote, have more total voters than more people voting for him, if you believe the polls, than will vote for Obama. And yet, the sense is that Obama may carry with electoral votes. How is that right? Now, we've talked to this guy who suggests that there is a change in the works, and they're trying to work through the states to get him to go with whatever the popular vote is, but that could take years. Mm-hmm. It's just not right. And so at some point in time, when we talk about these things only around election day, everybody forgets about it, goes back about their business till there's another election. And then we understand how corrupt things are. The fact that you can go vote and don't have to prove who you are is just bananas.
You don't even have to bring out your license and show them a picture of you with your name on it.
Nothing.
I mean, my gosh.
Nothing. So, anyway,
I'm with you on that. That frustrates me to no end.
All right. The poll yesterday, other than president, what else is your state voting for? 16% of you said Senate and congressional seats. 3% of you said governors. Local political offices, 4% of you. Referendum, 7%. Some or all of the above, 35%. 11% of the people responding to the poll didn't know. 16% had already voted, so that's half of what the average is. Interesting that our listeners, about half of what, 30% have voted, and only 16% of our listeners had voted. 8% said, you're going to be just like the guy from Arkansas, you're not voting. Our poll today, let's go forward instead of backwards. Poll today asks when you will vote. What time? I'm going to go vote as soon as I get off the air. Mm-hmm. Are you going to vote on your way to work? Are you going to vote at lunch? Are you going to vote after work? When you get a chance? I already voted. I'm not voting. All of those are choices that you can follow at DougStephan.com, S-D-E-P-H-A-N. I was going to work at the polls today for a couple of hours, and now I can't because the weather's going to close in tomorrow, and I need to get some things done on the farm. But I really would like to be working at the polls because I'd like to get a sense, if you will, my fingers on the pulse and all that, because I'm getting more and more involved in the local election.
Yeah, you're getting
stuff
involved
here.
In local politics. Local now, would politics. You ask people for their ID?
Well, checking them in. I'm not a checker. I'm going to go advocate for people signing a petition to change the form of government in our community from what it is to something that is more representative. Not that town meeting isn't representative, but town meeting is dysfunctional here. And so something's got to get changed, and that's what I'm sort of interested in, along with a number of other people that are my friends, and politics being what it is, what is the old expression, make strange bedfellows?
That's true.
That is true. 800-510-8255. Your expressions warmly received here on Good Day. Here's something else that you would be warmly, I guess, able to wrap yourself around. As we get away from elections, we'll start thinking about Thanksgiving. Well, Veterans Day, I think, is next week, right? Then it's Thanksgiving, and then we're off on to Christmas. How many of you, really and truly, how many of you honestly have started Christmas shopping? Jennifer?
I'm halfway done.
Okay.
So
here's an idea.
I'm never that good.
I know. Here's some idea. I got a couple different ideas with various products that I have. I give this suggestion every year when I see some of these cool things that can fit into stockings. And the products that come from Pure Attitude, PURATTITUDE, great for men and women. Why, you ask? Because they are the ultimate in anti-aging skincare. The ultimate in anti-aging skincare. You heard me. You want me to say it again? The ultimate in anti-aging skincare. It's really that simple. There are things that these folks have put together that don't involve water, which is a horrible thing, and chemicals, horrible for your skin. Serums that are proven to stop, reverse, and prevent the aging of your skin. There's a three-piece skin essentials kit, which consists of a beautiful purifying face wash. Wait till you wash your face, Jennifer, with this stuff. You'll feel the difference. I love washing my face with this. Then a hydra-drenched moisturizing serum, great to put on at night or to protect yourself from the sun and the wind in the daytime. And then there's an eye serum to get rid of those lines and wrinkles under your eyes. You have to go to justaskdavid.com/Doug to order them, or you can call 941-505-2631. Normally, these things would cost you $144. The Doug Steffen deal, these three for $88 plus free shipping and handling. JustAskDavid.com/Doug for all these Pure Attitude, wonderful serums for your skin. Or 941-505-2631.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature. 800-510-TALK. Get the callers lined up, and we'll take your thoughts on the electoral process in a few moments here on Good Day.
It's awesome!
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix, life's getting better.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Bristol Palin's baby daddy, Levi Johnston, married the mother of his new baby, and he wore camouflage at the ceremony. Yeah, I guess Levi wanted his wife and new baby to get used to not seeing him. Why would you wear camouflage? That makes no sense.
I don't know. Maybe a bear was going to attack or something.
I love to attack weddings. Yeah. Well, there are... So many propositions. There's a big proposition here in Los Angeles. Proposition 37 will require all food manufacturers to put a label on their products if the food contains any genetically altered ingredients. Yeah, to do a body. Well, yeah. Genetically altered food, is that a big problem in L.A.? How about a warning on genetically altered people, okay? Peck implants, fake food, you know? Let me know when these people are coming down the street so I can go the other way.
There was an earthquake this morning in New Jersey. Either that or someone gave Governor Christie a jump rope in New Jersey. It was a very small earthquake, magnitude 2.0. I have to believe that one was meant for us here in Southern California, but this is what happens when Mother Nature uses Apple Maps. Everything gets confused.
This is cool. Today, Bruce Springsteen got to fly on Air Force One while he traveled with campaign rallies with President Obama. It's very cool. Though it got kind of awkward when Obama, Springsteen, and the pilot argued about who gets to be called the boss. That's my nickname.
Well, I'm the president.
I'm the pilot. Well, nobody calls the pilot the boss.
There's Jimmy Fallon with Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno, and Conan O'Brien. See, there's something wrong with that, too. Bruce Springsteen, as much as I love him, I know he's supporting Obama, but why should he be able to ride around on Air Force One? I can't.
Right.
Can you?
No.
I paid for it.
We're not as powerful and cool.
But is that right? That's not right.
No.
It's flaunting power, in essence. 800-510-8255. All right, before we leave the world of television, Michael, get cut 603. Wendy Williams on her show yesterday gave her opinion, Jennifer, on some comments that were made by Jada Pinkett Smith about parenting. What do you know about those comments? Did you see them? They're apparently... All right, so let's listen to Wendy explain it.
Okay, so Jada Pinkett Smith is talking about parenting and her particular parenting style, and I do have an opinion, of course. In the New People magazine, Jada says... I think that old school style of I'm your parent, I'm greater than you doesn't work. What I establish with my children is a partnership. I'm not necessarily dictating what is happening in their lives. Well, I wish you well with that one, Jada. I must say, in our house, I'm the boss. You, if you wanted another sibling back when I still could produce good eggs and you kept saying no. So now it's two against one. It's me and my husband against you, little Kev. You do what we say and period. Now you can inject your opinions as to what you want, but ultimately speaking, we don't have to do anything for you until either A, you get a job and can support yourself, or B, get out of a 4-year university. Then you make your own decision.
Wow.
She's tough.
Stuff. In my house, Charlotte is in charge. She's the boss.
That's right. Dogs rule the
according
house.
To many. 800-510-8255. All right, let's get back to, after a little respite there, to some of your calls. Everybody stand by who wants to be heard. I've asked for you to tell us why you're voting for something or somebody, or whether or not you're voting at all. Rita's in Boston. What are you doing? Hello.
This is a picture I see. I think it's unconstitutional. It's an invasion of privacy, and he's supposed to be the land of the free, and all of a sudden we all numbered it.
So
I'm
you're not.
That.
I'm thinking that you're. If I hear you correctly, you're not voting because you don't want to show a picture ID. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I've never had to do so before. We're supposed to be the land of the free, and we are all numbered.
Yeah, but why wouldn't
I'm
you want to prove?
Believe.
Why wouldn't you want to prove who you are so that you have the right? You have the right to vote. What happens if somebody steals the right to vote? Uses your name.
Mm-hmm.
It's unconstitutional. Nobody's doing that.
Oh, come on, Rita.
This is where we agree to disagree,
crazy.
Rita.
Yeah, exactly. 28 passed on good day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. For the past several years, we've been hearing about the brave new world of medical tourism, or traveling abroad for medical procedures at a fraction of the cost without sacrificing quality of care. Traditionally, countries like Thailand and Singapore have been known as medical tourism destinations. Well, you might also want to check out Malaysia. In 2011, more than 300,000 international patients came to Penang for treatments including cosmetic and dental surgery. Hospitals in Taiwan have been on the cutting edge of transplant surgery, cancer treatments, and preventive programs. In fact, preventive screenings are the next big thing in international care. They're usually non-invasive, so you can combine a thorough health screening with a real-life vacation. Here's the bottom line. No matter where you travel, always consult your doctor. Then make sure the facility has been accredited by the Joint Commission International. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences. But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At Geico, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All renovation teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order renovation teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Email to Doug at DougStefan.com or Jennifer at DougStefan.com. We're taking sort of a respite, in a manner of speaking, from our usual I guess you call it a buckshot approach to what's going on in the world. And not necessarily are we, what is it, I remember the old show, not necessarily the news. Well, we talk about what's going on in the world here for sure, but not necessarily the mainstream stuff that you can get everywhere else. However, because, as Jennifer has suggested, there's so much energy behind the election today, and there's so much to talk about, not just with regard to those who are running and the issues that are before you when you go to the polls, but the issues in general of how the system works and what you're going to do to reform it, because it needs a full, complete reformation. We need, the parties are going to fight amongst themselves, because the Democrats don't know who they are anymore. The Republicans don't, sure as heck, don't know who they are anymore. And so, in order for this to straighten itself out, you got to work it. Not just talk about it, but work it. At any rate, Jennifer and I have been asking who you're voting for. What do you have at either Twitter or Facebook on this, and maybe you want to quickly review where we are with some of the questions that we've been asking people, engaging people in the last 24 to 48 hours, Jen.
What's funny is I just actually turned on Facebook, and just looking at my wall, probably 9 out of 10 people that I just wandered through their comments, all about voting, pictures of polling places opening. Our own Rich McFadden, who's on the show with us later in the day, said that he'd never seen the polling place so crowded before. So, I mean, that's good. At least people are getting out. Yesterday, we asked on Facebook, how important is a candidate's marital status to you? Would you vote for someone who is divorced or single? And we received a lot of responses on this one. John said yes, and by the way, Reagan was a divorcee. Cindy said it isn't important what they stand for. It is how it isn't important, period. What they stand for and how honest they are is what is the important thing. Janet said, look what Kennedy did. What's the problem? David said, as a divorce guy, I learned a lot over the years. For me, I prefer the idea of someone married. I think it shows that a person can work through problems and bring both parties together, no matter how some tough days can be. Patrick said, all that matters are the issues. Jada said, it doesn't matter to me as long as a person has integrity. I don't think a divorced person has less integrity than a married or single person. I look for intelligence, a good heart, and someone who is strong in his or her own self. Bill said, why not? Han said, it depends. Divorced? Once, I find that forgivable. When you're Newt Gingrich, take a hike. Four wives is too much to accept.
Married four times.
Yeah, well, I think this was his third wife. I'm not sure. Jake said, married, divorced, who cares? How about just honest and good? Melanie said, not important at all. Loretta said, sure, it's a little important. Janet said, it's the candidate that's important. The person can have a strong support system without a spouse. Lyle said, yes, it's important. Kim said marital status is irrelevant. Tony said, of course it's relevant. I would always vote for the best candidate, but I would prefer someone married with children. Tom said marital status has nothing to do with the job description. Chris said, I vote for the individual, not the spouse. Those spouses appear to be getting more involved in the shenanigans of politics. Hey, maybe for the next election we can have a debate between candidate spouses. It's probably not too far away.
Yeah.
Misty said, divorce, marry children, who cares, as long as he's up for the job. Beverly said, not at all. I judge people by their performance. We are what we constantly do, not what we say we do. Larry said, maybe, depends on other factors. And William said, wouldn't matter to him
well,
at all. So you can chime in on that. Facebook.com/Good Day Show.
If you're going to call, be patient as we get to your calls. It always bugs me when people call. They hold on for a while and they go away. Hello, folks. If you're calling, you got something to say. We want to hear from you, but you got to be patient. And so let's start off our round here with Monty, who's in Auburn, Alabama. Again, the question for those of you who are just joining us has to do with who you're voting for. I don't care what the position is. It doesn't have to be just for the presidency, but who you're voting for or what issue you're voting for and why you are for it. I don't want to hear anything about the other side of the issue or the other person that's contesting in the election. Monty, go ahead. You have our ears.
I am voting for Mitt Romney, and I am voting for him because I just think that I personally believe in just less government.
Okay.
You know, government has a huge place in our lives.
Yep.
But I feel like, except for the cross-section of people you had on earlier, that the people of this country are what's important. And I just do not feel like government serves a purpose in every part of our lives.
Mm-hmm. Right,
and I also am tired I think one thing that Romney hit on in one speech recently was that he promised not to blame the other regime.
And I don't want you to blame others either. You've been very positive to this point, and that's good. Thank you for the call. Michael, in Klamath Falls, Oregon, you have our ear now, and we're interested in, I guess you can take us wherever you'd like us to go, as long as you keep it on the up and up. Thumbs up.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, well.
Okay, I didn't hear the click through, sorry. Voting for Mitt, too. Like one of your people said in your online poll, performance, performance, performance.
Yes.
The man, you know, started out with fairly meager life and has made a lot of money.
He was given a little bit of money by his father, but I think he's turned it into something. He was smart enough to take a small seed, not unlike Donald Trump, as much as I don't necessarily want to put two of them together, because a lot of people think Trump is out of his mind, but Trump's a very good businessman.
You have to respect
smart.
The business aspect,
exactly.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. And so, and there's a lot to be said. I know someone whose father had was a chiropractor, in fact, and he was involved in a group of investors, and they started a company that he eventually took over and made into this hugely successful company, which is what America is about. And now the company is growing well, it's gone public, everybody's done well, and that's the way it worked with Mitt Romney. That's a very good American example of how it can be done if you work at it. If you got your hand out all the time, it doesn't produce anything. It may satisfy what your needs are, but you're not producing. And some of us are, Michael, producers, and some of us aren't. But get out of the way of the people who are producers, and that may be something that Romney stands for. Thank you very much for your call. Robert, listening to KWAM in Memphis. Go ahead, Robert. You're on the air now on Good Day. Hi.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm voting for Mitt Romney for two reasons. One, because I believe that he will bring back the Christian values that our country was founded on that have gotten away, that have been stripped away from us under Obama and his many policies and executive orders.
All right, you're being negative, and I only want positive. I only want you to tell us why you're voting for Romney. I don't want to know why you're not voting for Obama.
Okay.
All right, let's go on. Darren in Jackson, Tennessee. You heard the rules, Darren. Go ahead,
yes, sir.
Sir.
Good morning. I've already voted for Mitt Romney. He's a pro-business guy. Said he's going to create 12 million jobs. I'm going to give him a shot. And I like his stance on the moral issues. Thanks, Doug. Have a great day.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
David's in San Francisco. You have a local race you're interested in, David.
Oh, well, hi, Doug. And by the way, you were talking about producers versus citizens. I really kind of find that distasteful.
Let me rephrase it. Producers versus ordinary citizens, they're all citizens. Some are producers, and some are, neither takers nor receivers, and then there are others who are takers. So we have some who give, some who don't do either, and some who take.
It's kind of still distasteful. 100 years ago, when they came up with the assembly line 100 years ago, they knew that there was going to be massive unemployment. Now that we've got robots plus assembly lines, that there's a time we should be reducing the work week. We should be giving people a chance to have a great opportunity with all of the civilization that we've got, and to put the people who haven't got jobs as if we're takers. That's still distasteful.
How is that? How is it? Wait, just a second. How is it distasteful to have me pay for somebody who's not working? Why is that distasteful to you?
It's not even.
Answer the question, please. Now, equal baloney. I'm working 20 hours a day, 7 days a week. Why should I be taxed to pay for somebody who's too lazy to get off of his ass and get a job?
You're working 20 hours a day.
I work 20 hours a day. Between my radio job and my farm, I work 18 to 20 hours a day.
Well, you're type A.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's just, you're
missing the point. I got your point. And I actually, you know what? I think I'm just going to be quiet, let you say what you want to say, and then we'll not end in a negative. I'm so outraged when I listen to people who think like you, but it's a free country. You're enabled, and you are certainly an intelligent gentleman. You can express yourself, but the thinking that goes into redistribution of wealth, which is what you're all about, is anathema to me and anybody else who works to try to create jobs for people, which has nothing to do with the assembly line. The assembly line, you're right, is archaic. The assembly line is gone. That's not where the jobs are. The jobs are with people like me who have 4 employees, 5 employees, 8 employees. They've got an idea. They want to start something. And that's where the jobs are. And you can't create jobs in this country anymore because the government is so GD in your face about everything.
I started in radio when I was 15, thinking that I was going to be a great future. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, the corporatization of radio, where they fired hundreds of thousands of people.
How does that fix a problem? I don't disagree with you, but that's the reality of it. What are you going to do?
The reality
you're change,
is that
you know who's responsible?
Sucker.
Here, David, I'm going to tell you who's responsible for that. You want to know who's responsible?
Bill Clinton, the FCC that's crooked.
No. The FCC is crooked. In 1996, the House Committee on Transportation and Communication, which was chaired at the time by Congressman Ed Markey, passed a bill which basically was supposed to cut cable bills. It was supposed to make sure your phones were better and less expensive, and that what you heard on radio and television was going to be better and more varied. Not one thing in that bill came true. Not one. And it's responsible, that bill, for the mass amalgamation of radio and television and the media in general. And so that guy is one of the most liberal members of Congress. That's the way it is.
Yeah, those guys are just flat suckers for a bad economic plan. But it gets into to my plus what I voted for this year, and that was Proposition 32 out here. Almost everybody in the country agrees that there were two horrible Supreme Court rulings in the last few years. The Kelo decision that said that eminent domain could take private property from...
Yep.
Then the second one is Citizens United.
Yep, I agree 100% on that.
Right.
They were both outrageous.
So Proposition 32 in California is one in which the one percenters have decided to come up with a bill that says that special interests should be destroyed in California. Well, it just so happens that the special interests, they think that they're trying to trick California into voting for, they're the unions.
Yeah.
The only people that can fight against the one percenters are the unions, and they're trying to kill the unions. So it's interesting.
And the unions are the ones who want to bring in, the unions are supporting candidates who bring in illegal immigrants to take American jobs.
That's nonsense. Don't
it is not nonsense. Are you kidding? Give me a break,
okay,
pal.
Okay, boys. Ding, ding, ding.
One thing I want to know before you go, what are you voting, when it comes to Proposition 37, how are you voting on that?
Oh, definitely. We should have the right to see what's in our food.
Right. So you're saying
everybody can agree on 37. Right.
Okay,
everybody
David,
agrees on
thank
that.
Thank you. That's a good call. Thank you,
yeah.
Jennifer.
You're welcome. By the way, I'm voting for those. I'm voting against those unions, by the way. Sorry. Sorry, David. It's a California person.
Hey, listen. All right. So I think we've got our fingers on the pulse here. I got more energy than I normally have here, especially.
Good gracious.
This is the kind of stuff we need good, thorough vetting of people's feelings, and people keep saying to me, come on, give us your opinion. We want to know what you think. All right, you asked for it. You'll get it. 13 before the hour, and good day.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-Day Challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-Day Challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
After health reform passed, and I signed that legislation into law, the promises of partnership have gone unfulfilled in the past.
The last 4 years has been bad for America. The National Republican Trust PAC has created a series of videos that expose the Obama agenda. To see the videos and to find out what you can do to defeat Barack Obama, go to GOPtrust.com.
You didn't build that.
There's too much at stake to stay on the sidelines for this election. To find out what you can do, go to GOPtrust.com. The National Republican Trust PAC is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. GOPtrust.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
Don't you wish your cable service would let you record all the shows you want without any scheduling conflicts? Now, the new DirecTV Genie, the most advanced HD DVR ever, can make that wish come true. One Genie serves your entire home so you can enjoy a full HD DVR experience without a clunky receiver box in every room. It eliminates recording conflicts by allowing you to record 5 shows at once. Record up to 200 hours of HD programming. That's up to 3 times as much storage as cable. You'll never have to delete your favorite shows again. Genie's special features enable you to start programs at the beginning if you tune in late, or even catch up on past episodes as far back as 5 weeks. Genie can also predict what programs you might like. Have Genie recommend new shows you're likely to enjoy, and it will have them waiting for you when you come home. It's an HD DVR so advanced, your every TV wish is granted. And it's only from DirecTV. For more information, visit DirecTV.com.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between October 22nd and December 16th this year, and you could save 15, 20, or even 25%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done. Hi, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and I are discussing what everybody else is talking about today. Can't get away from the election. There's a historic and hysterical video, Chris Rock's message for white voters from Jimmy Kimmel. But you can't put it on the air.
Really? Chris Rock? Really?
Oh, yeah, it's surprising. I know.
Surprising.
51 after on Good Day.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day. Unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Exemplifying tremendous heart and spirit on this election day, November the 6th, 2012. There are other things going on. Interesting, the technology being used, especially in New York and New Jersey, Jennifer. The internet now has come into play because of the storm last week, and a lot of people are voting on the internet. I think Chris Christie's people took the lead in trying to figure that out. So our technology person, Shelley Palmer, has investigated voting in the internet and will explain how it's actually all going to work in just a moment here on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints move free.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, it's election day here in the United States, and voters are heading out to their polling places across the country to cast their votes. One place voters won't be casting their ballots from is their home computers, unless they're a New Jersey resident impacted by Hurricane Sandy. The internet has become vital in almost everything we do. I don't know why online voting isn't an option in our country, even though it is elsewhere around the world. Last week, computer experts at Princeton University addressed the issue and said that online voting can't be verified secure and would invite disaster in a close race, as we're expected to see today. One big fear is that hackers could crack this system or cast other people's ballots and change the outcome of the election. Of course, that's a legitimate fear, but it seems crazy that nothing's been done to advance online voting. I think it's time for the U.S. government to step up and make online voting a possibility for future elections. I want to know what you think. Follow me at Shelley Palmer on Twitter, and we can discuss it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico Now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here at Hotels.com, we only do hotels. If you want a romantic suite, a view of the sea, or even a room made of ice, ask us. We'll find it.
Well, can you do anything else? Like yodel? That was different.
Like I said, we know what we're doing when it comes to hotels. In fact, we have over 150,000 hotels worldwide.
Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place is all we do.
Not necessarily the news. Football season is underway, and so is the Doritos Crash the Super Bowl contest. Jennifer, if you want a chance at taking your homemade Doritos commercial all the way to Super Bowl Sunday, submit your ad before it's too late. Bobby Owens will explain.
The past 6 years, Doritos fans have dominated the USA Today ad meter with their consumer-created Super Bowl spots. Doritos brand's Jeff Klein says this year's Crush the Super Bowl contest offers the winner an opportunity that could be a true career game changer.
Over the years, our fans have created more than 19,000 Doritos ads, taken home millions of dollars in grand prize winnings, and made Doritos the brand to watch on Super Bowl Sunday. This year, we're offering the biggest, boldest contest grand prize to date, the chance to work on the blockbuster film from Paramount Pictures and Hasbro, Transformers 4, with acclaimed director Michael Bay.
For a shot at the grand prize, fans must submit their homemade Doritos ads on the Doritos Facebook page before submissions close on November 16th.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Plus, there's $1 million on the line if a Doritos ad scores number one on the USA Today ad meter. Check out Facebook.com/DoritosUSA for official contest rules and submit your ad by November 16th.
That's Newsbreak from Doritos.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. And then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free Maintains and Repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free Maintains and Repairs. Healthy joints, move free.
Happy vote day to you. Happy vote day to you.
Thank you.
Have a fantastic vote day. Happy vote day to you. 59.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.